Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Before we start, quick shout out to our sponsors, the OG sponsor, the first legit sponsor to get on board with this podcast, Manscaped, manscaped.com. It's primarily a male groomer, you know, it's for male grooming. They've got this Lawnmower 3.0. They put together all these packages. You can get a whole pile of shit. You can get your ball toner, you can get your ball deodorant, and you can get the Lawnmower 3.0. You can get this weed whacker, which is for jamming up your ears or your butthole. But just those two. It's got a good action. The Lawnmower 3.0, it's going to fall now. It's going to be a nightmare. The Lawnmower 3.0, anti-snag technology, which means you could pretty much shave anything in there. You know, most your big worry most of the time is that you're gonna use one of these products on a delicate area, like your scrotum, and you're gonna get it all jammed up in there, and it'll be like you're trimming a hedge, and there's an extra thick branch, and it just gets stuck. That ain't happening with this Lawnmower 3.0. It's got plastic blades. It just skims over your nuts beautifully, and you're walking around with a delicious package. The reason they sponsor this podcast is because the listeners get 20% off if they go to manscaped.com, use the code GenBand1 at the checkout. Bro, not only are you getting 20% off the price, you shave your pubes away, you're getting 20% off that shaft. You're welcome, guys, manscaped.com. And as you know, February is coming up. Can't say it ever. February is coming up. Valentine's Day is coming up. There's different packages for your package. Go on to manscaped.com. They've got a whole pile of stuff. You can get it all in one box. They'll throw in some boxers. They're very soft on your pouch. And sort your man out. Sort your man out in your life for Valentine's Day. They're also launching a cologne, which is American for aftershave. And they're going to launch that. And you'll be walking around with a smooth sack. It's just smelling like a rich dude. If you've coupled it up with the ball deodorant. Good smelling nuts, good smelling sort of neck and wrist area, the two important areas. And just a smooth sack, manscaped.com, check it out. Also shout out to our OG of OG, original OG sponsors, flowcbdltd.com, set up by some sound bros, friends of the show, who just wanted, they just wanted people to feel good, man. And that's what Flow CBD does. You throw it in as part of your healthy lifestyle, and it just helps grease the gears, man. You know, you want to relax a little bit, you want to reduce inflammation, you want to get that supple, warm feeling. You got to get some CBD in your life. It's a food supplement. Everybody should be taking it every single day. And this is the gear. They do gummies. They do bath bombs. The name of that is Oceanus. But if you look at the packaging wrong, it just says anus. So if you want an anus bath bomb from Flow CBD, hit them up. You might be at risk of falling asleep in the bath, but say nothing, okay? If you're on my Patreon, there is a pinned post at the top which gives you, I think it's 20% off. Is it 10% or 20%? It's 10% off your purchase. If you buy it through the website and use that code, I'm not going to tell you the code right now. It's a secret. It's on the Patreon. It's for the patrons only. But yeah, flowcbdltd.com. Get all over it.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
I did a Zoom and I can't remember who it was. Goes, you're hurt. You look a bit like Peter Schmeichel when he's playing for Man United. And I was like, haha, yeah, it killed me inside.
Haven't uploaded it yet.
Yeah.
Are we good to go? What is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast, this new wave of pre-recorded podcasts with A-list guests.
Yep.
Which starts next week. My guest today! Yeah. That's the wrong one. My guest today, Shane Todd.
Yes.
Business up top. Hello, I slagged the pants as soon as you got in.
Business up top, nothing on the bottom. It's my New Year's resolution to just always have my cock out.
You know, listen, you got to pass this lockdown somehow, and it's cock out.
I was on a stag in Portugal, and we were in this...
During the lockdown, man?
No.
God's yeah, sake, have right. Some fucking... It wouldn't surprise me. Me and 60 lads were in Dubai.
And it was like a small restaurant. I went up to ask for the bill. We're the only people in it. big table, and I was like, what'll be funny is no one else in the restaurant obviously will see this, but what I'll do is I'll take my dick out of my zip and then I'll walk back to the table with the bill and not address anything.
Yeah.
And I did it. Got a laugh. Of course it did. Job done. Walking back down the strip in Villamore, and then one of my mates, Ryan, was like, here, you need to put it back in. I was like, oh yeah. And we'd gone a quarter of a mile.
You know, did no one at the time, like at the time, if I went, oh, Jesus, shame. And then you're just, you know, like you get your wallet out and you're like, you know, like, looking at you, we get an Uber, we get a taxi, is it walkable? It's still cock out. You shouldn't have got that far.
Somebody should have said something before that.
I think a couple of blue wickets have been taken.
What were you wearing on pants wise?
I don't know. Like, I'm a big baby blue shorts guy on holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chino?
Yeah.
I have a pair of, they're baby blue, actually, Nike, but they're like short, but then there was some other description for it, but they're nearly like a Muay Thai short. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
Like short, but kind of puffy.
Yep.
And your dick is out.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you've just kind of tied a t-shirt around your waist. Yeah. Very loose. Cock right out.
Whenever you're young on holiday and stuff, when you're a child, you can definitely run about naked, like the beach.
Yeah.
You know, there's a certain age, right? I remember 17. The moment where I was like, I'm too old for this, but I'm naked at the minute. And we were in Mallorca and I had like gone down to the pool to like get something, like bollock naked because I was a child.
Your car keys.
I was picking my son up.
Excuse me, love.
And I was like, no, the embarrassment hit me. I was like, no, I'm too old for this.
Did that burn your wee dick?
No, I don't think. I got help from the guy at reception, put sun lotion on.
You'll come back every 10 minutes. Why is my accent like this? We're in Mallorca.
I'm like, Uncle Kevin, why are you talking with that accent?
Nobody will know. It smelled like coconuts. I don't think I've ever ran around naked on a holiday.
Yeah.
I don't think. At this age, it would be if it was somewhere where it was acceptable, I'd probably be like, just fuck it.
Nudist beach.
Put your dick out. Who gives a fuck? I would be petrified of burning my cock off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I've burnt other bits of my body. Very, very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I was in on honeymoon, got really badly burnt.
On the cock?
Yeah. Yeah, once again, just out in a gimp suit with a cock cut out of it. Trying to even up the tan.
You know when people do like a gimp suit where like, oh, we're going on a lad's holiday and we're making Michael dress up as a gimp the whole day. That, don't do that.
No, you know, I
like on
that.
A flight with kids and all.
I hate that.
What Marvel superhero is he?
I think when you're I know. He's fucking cock man.
He's ball and gag man.
I know, and it's not cheap, you know what I mean? The guy's got like 50 dildos on his head.
And the one guy that organised it's way too into it.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, stay in that and all wear that.
Nah, it's good. Put that up your arse. That's like our favourite, or that famous story. Like, there was a stag dude and they thought it'd be funny to, they were like walking between, but they're going to be trying to make the story up. Somehow they ended up in a garage at a film station and the guy put like a hose up the guy's arse, killed him. Thought it'd be funny, like, oh, he's steaming, we'll put the compressed air up, so just give it a blast, and fucking guts flew out his mouth.
I mean, the thing is, though, it is undeniably funny.
It might, I don't know, like, there might be enough power. That
would it
like,
work? Let's go to a Maxall after this, Niall, you game?
A few 50p? quickly, we're running out of time.
A rage, would you be the guy that did that for ruining the trip? You fucking dickhead.
Imagine just sobering up so quickly because you've blown the guy's fucking innards out of his mouth. And he's like, so.
Phoning home, what time is it at home there? Yeah. Are you getting on? Ah, good. Listen, the only thing is we inflated Derek and.
His wife won't be up for another 2 hours, so we'll just wait here. We'll just wait till, you know, it'll be half eight, it's a decent time to ring home. We'll just wait here.
You're not going to believe this.
Brenda. We put compressed air up Kevin's hole here and we lost him. We lost bits of him, but we've got most of him.
It's the way he would have wanted to go. It's the way he would have wanted.
He was a gas cunt. I wouldn't be pulling my dick out on holiday, I tell you that. Is it funny though, like, what is it about just taking a short flight to somewhere else
and people could be pulling their tits and dicks out, and you're like, whatever. But if it was like Helen's Bay,
it's a heat.
It is just heat.
Yeah.
Nah, right enough. Never thought about that.
Don't get me wrong, this was a private joke for private friends that soon became a public thing.
What?
Just when I did that in the chicken restaurant in Portugal. You know what I mean? It was like, this is.
Did
only
you say anything like, I'll take care of the tip or something, you know?
No, I think it was just a visual gag. And then that was it. But then I just forgot to wrap it up.
You must have been hammered. I can't believe that. Yeah. That's mad.
I think so.
I mean,
it didn't walk quarter of a mile. I think I was on my way out.
Yeah, aye.
And then someone was like, mate, you need a word.
Yeah, stop it.
Yeah.
Dave's a wild man for pulling his dick out all the time.
Is he? Hold on, I consider Dave my best friend, and I've never seen it, so I think he's only doing it with you.
We had the one trip to Rathlin that time, and I've seen his dick. I could draw you his dick. I could fucking do a police, what do you call it, impression of his cock right now. If you give me one grey pencil, he'll be bang on.
Yeah,
I've seen his dick about four times, and one wasn't even there 24 hours.
That's bizarre, because I've honestly never seen it, so.
Have you not?
No.
I mean, it's.
I felt it, but I've never seen it.
I've held it with my sphincter, but what can you do? So that's hilarious. What was I going to say? Now I'm trying to make a link. You were speaking of exposing yourself. You got that photo. Where were you? Was that a real photo when you got your hole out up on Instagram?
Oh, Sleep Donard, yeah.
Up there giving everyone COVID. That's where everyone gets COVID.
No, then. This was about a year ago. This was about a year ago.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because you can tell because when I posted that, it was when it was like snowing up there and at the very start of lockdown, well, start of COVID. And then when they were like, you can go out and do whatever you want for a while in that period, then that's when me and my mate went up and I said, listen, I brought you under here in false pretenses.
Yeah.
I told you we were going for a nice hike, you know, bring this lighting rig with you, get this camera shot sorted. And yeah, I just felt it in the moment.
We'll get some atmosphere, even though it's a still.
Yeah, no, I just felt it in the moment. You know, because everybody was up Donard that day. I definitely wasn't doing it that day when there was 400 people up the morning.
Getting real fucking diva with everyone. Can everyone stand behind the line for 2 seconds? One of them wee pink bags over your dick and balls. You know, for like when you're shooting films. Can everyone stand, for God's sake?
Where is my fluffer? That's what I call it. It was so cold. I was like, no, honestly, where is it?
Maybe when you were on holiday in Portugal, it was just a temperature thing.
Yeah.
You know, if you pull your dick out here, you're like, my dick's definitely out.
Yeah.
There was a guy in my school, and I honestly remember, like, he had this story where he was like, he told everyone, I don't know where he was, but he'd pissed outside and the end of his dick froze. Wherever he was, like Canada, or, you know, somewhere like really freezing.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
You'd remember that.
Well, you mean, so you mean it froze and then he couldn't get the rest of the piss out?
No, I think he was pissing and then the warm piss and then, but then he must have just left his dick out for a little bit.
Yeah, there's something weird going on there.
Yeah, something's, you know what I mean? He tried to fuck like an elk or something, I don't know.
He got a blowjob from an Eskimo.
Yeah.
Is what happened.
Yeah, racist. Yeah. Inuit?
I'm sure he was. If he was hard,
are you Inuit?
And
he's like, don't know, it's cold. Let it heat up a minute. Let it drop out. But every cunt was up there. Yeah, I don't know what it is about lockdown that really makes everybody leave their house and go to fucking.
It's because you decide you want to do all the things you said you were going to do. So anybody who's like, I'm going to climb Sleep Donard sometime, the time where you're not supposed to maybe do it, that's when you go, okay, I may as well do it now.
I've had that feeling recently where it's like, you know, now that I can't do a lot of that stuff, you know, wards in hospital and stuff like that, I'm like, what the fuck was I doing before?
Yeah.
I should have been doing 2 workouts a day and shooting TV shows.
Yeah.
And now I can't. I'm like, oh, bit of perspective, you know. So you give me this video. Now I'll send you this. You can cut it into the podcast. Let me just see if this works.
No.
Cool. These girls went up the old. Which? Where are they?
This is the. As far as I know, this top Sleep Donard.
It says waiting for air ambulance.
If you have time to type that out on Snapchat, you don't need the air ambulance.
When your hands are freezing cold and you're trying to like.
Oh, more of my life. I literally can't feel anything. No, like I literally can't see anything. And no one else is up here and I can't. damn either in my visions. I am literally, we're just stuck up here. Like, we're literally stuck. Yeah, and so, yeah. I don't know what to do. I can't do anything, and I'm so...
My point is, right?
Worried, like,
walk down.
I know. I was about to pause it and be like, it must be really disorientating when it's like this to go, which way did I come from? You know, you slip and fall like 15 feet down the way.
I don't know if somebody was injured or whatever, and that's why I couldn't walk down.
Yeah.
But like, also, I think there's like a wee... Niall, have you been upstairs many times?
Many times.
Right, is there like a hut?
Where do you think he puts the bodies?
Yeah, there's like a...
Like a little shepherd's hut?
Yeah, you can go in that though, right? Yeah. So why would you not just wade in there?
Where do you think he wanks on the bodies?
Human shit.
Yeah, true.
What?
I've never seen human shit in there before.
Yeah.
So they've all had, you know, wilderness outside and they're like, I better shit in here.
Matt, you know the way some people are like, I can only shit in my house? Yeah. How awkward for the one guy. He's like, I can only shit at the summit of Slave Donard, and he's called Niall. Running up with a backpack of Andrex.
You know, it's like one of those sense things where you're like, you know, anytime I smell this, or, you know, it's like when I was a kid, I got sucked off while I was shitting up here, and it's the only way I can shit now and come. Imagine you fucking went in the door and it was locked. And you're like, 2 seconds. Have you any ball grow? I saw fucking Andrew Schultz put up a clip about going into the toilet at a club, and all the lights were, it was like auto lights, and the lights come on, and then someone went, oh, thank God, because someone was in the toilet. That happened to me at Lavery's. But me and Mickey used to call it the Blackout Club. It was, if you went for a shite before the doors opened and there was no people in the bar.
Oh, yeah, I get
the
you,
lights
get
would
you.
Go off, yeah, and yeah. You just had to fucking sit there in the dark.
Yeah.
And have a shit. But it happened to me before where, like, the lights went out and, the lights were out and I went in. And then a guy came out of the toilet. But there was, like, fucking wee baggies of, like, powder everywhere. Like, I think he was just reeling a load of fucking cat and then...
In the dark, but that, I mean, that's interactive, that's fun. You know what I mean? Where he's like, listen, I'm bored of sniffing coke. Let me try and do it in the dark.
Yeah.
Maybe he pours a line out for him. Pours a line out. Hey, spot the guy who's never done drugs. Like, someone pour a line out for
the guy boils a line of cat and he's rolling up the cat cigarettes and doing them in the toilet. Maybe, you know, like a John Wick. You know, people, like, they blindfold themselves and assemble a gun. Maybe he's just like, I've got a fucking black belt and cat. Turn the lights off.
I'm the only guy who tried to smoke poppers.
In your asshole. I remember being at a festival once and my mate was just incessant. Like, he was like, we gotta get fucking poppers. And he was asking strangers, like, can you get poppers? And then he went to one of those, you know, like a vodka bar.
Yeah.
They used to like put oxygen, or like put it through oxygen and put up your, like, what a fucking waste of money. And he literally went up to the guy and he was like, have you got any poppers? And the guy was actually like, do you have poppers? And then he finally got poppers and everyone, he was like, do you want poppers? And everyone was like, not really. And then we all just sat with like cans of beer and he was like, it would just go all red and then start laughing for like 15 seconds. And then it was just like, I have a fucking banging headache. And I was like, well, that was worth it.
Me and Dave, I don't know how we ever got onto this, but came to the conclusion that like loyalist drug dealers only sell E's and poppers. The most popular, especially in like the late '90s.
Yeah,
that's where the money was at.
Have you ever seen people take those? What do they call those little canisters of fucking like
hippie crack? Hippie crack, is that what it is? That's genuinely what they're called.
Like right? like the fucking Noss. Yeah, like you fill up Noss, is it?
Nah, that's what Vin Diesel has in his car.
You embarrass me. Have you seen his songs?
No, but I'd like to.
I'm gonna
guess they're not good.
We'll come back to this girl here. Yeah, Vin Diesel's dropping heat, man.
Oh no.
Yeah,
hold on. But that thing you're talking about is definitely called hippie crack. Because every summer a footballer gets caught doing it in Ayanapa. Oh no.
Because I was.
Are you settling into a routine and a need?
That's a banger.
Shut up, Davina. I need to pay for these fucking ad removal things. I'm gonna get sued for doing
beat though.
Oh, it's produced by like. Listen to him coming in that R4. Like, he sounds like one of, you know, like witness protection.
It's produced by DJ Crutley.
You know what? Honestly, it's like fucking Kygo or something.
Is that him singing? Bull, bull, bull.
That sounds like... He's like a bubble in his throat. I'm going to get fucking copyright because of this. Like, because of his fucking shitty song. Who's it released with? Someone's going to be... Palm Tree Records made up. Palm Tree Records.
Yeah, Palm Tree Records are like the only record label that would put that out.
Yeah.
They're like, no, we're into this.
No, he's like at the thing. He's at YouTube and they're like, or we're releasing this. Do you have a record label? And he's like, looks out the window. Palm Tree Records. Nobody eats the tuna.
We're putting some covers on. Baby kids, you just don't know.
Dance for me, dance for me, dance. There was a point in time before, like, The Rock and everyone came about where people were like, Vin Diesel is the pinnacle of male fitness.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he had, like, pecs.
Yeah.
And he's still a fat
cunt. That's Joe Wicks.
Fart. Did you see that?
No, I read about it, but I'd like to see it.
Joe Wicks.
Do you know why I'm
Joe Wicks it? Fart.
Because I read about it and thought I could imagine what that would be like.
Yeah, because the guy eats well, like, so it's probably, like...
Yeah.
Probably ripping it. Hold on a second. Is there the short version? Joe Wicks, huge fart. The name of his new book.
This guy's raised so much money, like, during lockdown for charity.
Jesus Christ.
Sounds like a investment backfired.
Please go on live now. Go.
What is it?
Okay,
3-2-1
live now.
Hang on,
go.
3-2-1 live now.
See, he could have defended himself. He's off screen. I'd be like, no.
He could have went, yeah, someone just went past in a fucking...
My dad's out the front fixed 2 litre Monday.
It's going to hold the exhaust.
Okay, 3-2-1 live.
But he goes... Joe makes me laugh. He fucking shits his pants and then he goes 3-2-1 live. And then he's just gonna be doing star jumps in a fucking mist of broccoli farts. Midget trees coming at me ass. Bum biscuits. Nah, you're right, bro. That needs a fucking it honestly sounds like when them boys downstairs when they got, you know, they got like a fucking McLaren in or something. Oh, fair play to him. And then he comes.
Vin Diesel in another alias.
What a fuck. Like, talk about PR. This guy has seen the Joe Wicks fart and went, this is prime searchable content, right? So the fart happens, right?
Okay, 3-2-1, live now.
And then he just has an ad for his music.
If you think that's crowbarred in at the end of the girls being stuck up the morns, it's my SSE show.
I literally can't feel anything. That's yeah. Except humor. Speaking of humor.
Midget trees. Going, and my head's just banging, and everyone's head's banging. And I literally feel like someone's like, I hit a gap.
Did they take fucking pile of yolks up there or what? My head's banging, I'm chewing my lips now. Nothing to do with the cup.
I can't even speak.
Still doing captions. In the air ambulance. Rescue vibes.
Yeah, fuck off.
In helicopter.
What was she doing there? What's that fist bump gone wrong?
By the way, so me. I would definitely get rescued from a mountain range for sure.
But I just think people don't take it seriously. She's probably like, let me just snip up this mountain and it takes fucking 8 hours.
Yeah. If you and me went up Donard and you were like, I'll bring a flask and you brought the tea. And then we got there and you only had normal milk. I'd phone the air ambulance. And I'd say, bring almond milk.
You would be sitting there with like Dumb and Dumber snots frozen up your face, and I'd be like, good job I brought this flask, and you're like, is it a whole milk? And then you just die. He's like, ah.
And it would be the first, my family, the first thing they would think is, did somebody not have his milk?
Yeah. You're not on the phone to me raging. You should have fucking known.
I'm going to die two ways. Someone doesn't have my milk, or on a stag do I get air put on my arse.
You're frostbiting your cock.
Oh God.
Everyone come, yeah, the air ambulance arrives and you're already dead and I have a steam coming out of a flask of tea, and you're like, why is his dick out? I don't know. He took it out at the Sentra in Newcastle, but he didn't put it away until we're like halfway up this mountain. So worth it, really.
I mean, if you could still see it at that point, I'd be happy. Like, yeah. Die happy, man.
Die happy, man.
Shout out to Dan Cartwright, that singer-songwriter. Yeah, I mean, you can tell this stuff isn't going to be good.
I mean, what else? What else the fuck? It's a sneak. Obviously, it's an old trick, like, but it's, you know, like, what else would you, like, last week it would have been all the guys storming the Capitol. You would have been like QAnon shaming, and then at the end of it, yeah, it's just like live on the waterfront.
Just, I'm surprised at the speed people like rip things. Mm. You know, just straight up. Like, you'll have had it hundreds of times with videos, well, where your video's up and it's you know, John from Lurgan posted on his personal page and he's getting all the kudos for it, and you're like,
yeah,
well, why would you not just share it?
I tried to verify myself on Instagram there, because I thought it was a whole process, like sending fucking paperwork away and you just go in and take a photo of it, and it came back, it was like, no, we can't verify you. And I was like, I know there's no interaction here because it's just a computer, but like, yeah. I'm like, you know, I could send you numerous pages where the whole page is all of my videos, you know, is that good enough now, or what's the crack?
I've reported it before, but like, I don't know, it's just
what do you do, like, yeah. Who gives a fuck?
But it's like, either share it or just ask.
Yeah.
You know?
But I suppose it's probably coming from, well, when it's those pages where it's all your stuff, it's a ripoff, like, but yeah. If someone's sharing it, like, people have sent me fucking TikToks where they're using the audio from a video and they're mouthing over the top of it. Yeah. And you're like, what the fuck? First of all, go to work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Get a fucking life. But bizarre. It's bizarre times. But I just think, it's just this day and age. It's like you don't own anything.
Yeah.
It's like as soon as it goes up, it's fucking gone. Unless they start, they were talking about those sort of, I don't know, even know the term for it, but they would just take the images and they know where the source is.
Yeah.
It's just like a digital fucking capture thing. Yeah. But I don't fucking know. How long have we been talking for?
He's stuffing his face.
This guy's trying to.
The confectionery kid?
What do you got over there? Snickers? Dirty boss. Multi-pack.
Fuck.
Fuck's sake. I had to go up to the hospital this morning and take Maureen some stuff up, and I can't see her, which is very weird.
Yeah. Physically? No, you leave it with someone and then they take
She's in a fucking room by herself. But honestly, it was like just sweets mainly.
Yeah.
Just going up, being like, here you go. 50 boosts.
What sweets would make, what would you be like, you know, if you were in a situation where you're being brought stuff to like make you feel good and stuff?
Oh, I'd be a nightmare.
What's your first, what would be your first thing? I'm going Percy Pigs. Like.
Nah, very sickly.
Mm.
Not a fan. I don't know. It's a, I don't know. Like a bounty. Big fan of a bounty.
Yeah?
Yeah. Something like that, maybe. But I would be a nightmare. The list would be fucking huge. Like, I did a Tesco online the other day, and the guy delivering it was like, you're having, you know, again, one of those things, like, you're having a birthday party in the COVID times? And I'm like, nah, it's just me and the baby, big lads. Fuck up, nah, and get it in. In fact, I had a full conversation with this chap. He was like, if you don't mind me asking, what size of engine is in the black Mercedes? And then he started talking, and then he had an old Mercedes, and then we're fucking talking away, you know, he's fucking kissing him a wee bit, whatever.
Yeah. You try, and like, sometimes you haven't seen anyone for a couple of days, you try and keep people there. Like the postman.
And he's
the
uproar? He's like, anyway, take it easy. And I was like, but what are you doing now? What are you doing? Are you more deliveries now?
Yeah.
Are you cold? Do you want a cup of tea?
I put out a sketch during lockdown of a thing I just witnessed between two fellas on one side of the road, two fellas walking down the other side of the road that vaguely knew each other. And the guy shouted over, he goes, fucking, the guy's name, he's, what are you at now? His mate was like, fucking, just walking about now. And they continued the conversation for about 5 minutes. You just fucking sitting here and all and chatting to you, and it was just beautiful to see, like, people just desperate for that conversation.
Sure, I fucking just left the house now, and then I'll be like walking back and all.
I want to have my dinner tonight and all.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of smicks, the only people would be safe up Sleeve Donard at night, always just in full mountaineering gear, ready to just
oh,
ascend.
26 degrees in the middle of August, and the guy's wearing like a North Face head to toe.
Yeah. Just always ready. Like, and for some reason, smicks never seem to get fatigued. You know, I could see the boys going up the summit, no problem.
Yeah, like, always fit, always running.
Always walking a wee bit too fast.
Yeah.
You know?
Leaning a wee bit forward with your feet out like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Just super fit though. Always fit. You do see,
no body fat.
I mean, we're getting real, you know, two middle class guys talking about that. You do see some smicks in good nick. And the girls too. You know, you'll see a girl like all sassy walking in and says, "My fucking bloody blah, blah, my fucking fags." No. But she looks like a Olympic sprinter. You know what I mean? Like real high ass and like dirty grey fucking leggings. But she looks like, you know, she's in between like hit sessions.
Yeah, the way you're doing that, like the shoulders aren't in sync.
Aye.
And the neck.
She's walking around the baby's just nicking stuff.
Like, the, you know, that character is like whenever you see videos of, saw a video of some guy in like Tesco not wearing a mask, so he's getting like arrested for it or whatever. And it's always, Jesus, it's always the person behind the camera. You fucking leave him.
Yeah.
That's where the gold is. You know, the gold isn't the struggle that you're seeing. It's the person behind the camera.
Yeah.
Or just out of earshot.
Yeah, sure. That's, even the guy at McDonald's that got like fucking power slammed.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was whoever was holding the camera. It's like, oh, mommy, he's fucking like that cold. No. Like that's the best bit for sure. There's loads of those things on the internet, like fights in America, and the guy's got the cameras like, oh shit, oh shit.
See the guy like being body slammed, like, I can't watch that kind of
the
stuff.
The McDonald's anymore. One?
Yeah.
No.
Take no pleasure in it.
I love fighting. Like, I love the sport of fighting.
Yeah.
But I hate violence. You know what I mean? Like, I hate, because you're watching the guy and you're like, okay, he's starting shit. I know he's too drunk to really fight a sober guy who probably can fight a bit. And he's just way stronger than him and just bang. And you're like, oh, brain damage.
Yeah.
You know? The guy's fucked. Like, your actual head hitting the floor. Like,
yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Ugh. But hey, some things are worth fighting for. 20 nuggets.
Filet-O-Fish. Imagine if that's what it was all over. I mean, nuggets, you'd understand.
Yeah.
I don't fucking eat beef. Get me a fucking fillet of fishes.
Me every time I'm blitzed.
Put fucking soy milk in it.
You're not getting.
Can you do the batter in. And coconut milk, if it's not too much fucking trouble.
My favourite thing is when you'll be like, is there any dairy in this? And they're like, it's chips.
Yeah.
Just because if I eat this, I'll die immediately. Is there any dairy in this? And they're like, this steak? No. It's just steak?
Just buying a single banana in Vivo. Some questions.
Yeah. Let me see.
Can you get the chart?
I'm just taking small samples of this to... Just see if it shows up for any dairy products. It's an apple, you fucking Peter Schmeichel looking. Are we talking about that off podcast? You looking like Peter Schmeichel.
Peter Schmeichel hair.
What a reference, though.
Because what I tried to do is get in with the barbers when I knew that we're going to be closing for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Get it done slightly shorter.
Take her tight.
And then
get
by the time tight. We're out of this, maybe if we're out of this next lockdown, I'll get a cut like proper. But I've fucked myself like.
Back to Claire Balding.
Yeah.
Get that fucking
shit.
Fucking shame, man. Shit. Once again, I remain consistently the same forever.
I saw a photo of a poster from a gig we did 2011 in Edinburgh, the Three Sisters, and you look 10 years younger now than you did then.
Yeah, I think so.
Because you still had like hair, but it was shaved down.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah, like short.
Yeah.
Like I buzzed it instead of shaving it.
You know, you look like, honest, I might actually just have it. You look like the...
Garth Brooks yesterday in that fucking inauguration.
No, you know the guy from Storage Wars?
How's Garth Brooks not my dad? My dad is.
Hold on, let me see if I have this. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the gig we did was 2011.
Helicopter vibes. I'd be
Rescue vibes.
I'd be more scared to get in the helicopter.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like, they're freezing. They'd be like, get in the helicopter. I'd be like, no fuck away.
Oh, you look way younger now, like.
Fucking not bad post that.
No, some lineup. Mickey Bartlett, Colin Geddes, in brackets, a.k.a. Barry the Blender. Daniel Watson, a.k.a. Thomas the Tanker.
Was he there?
I don't actually think he went in the end.
Surprise, surprise.
Sean Hegarty, Shane Todd, Richard W. Crothers, just in case you thought it was going to be any other. DJ set. Oh, he was doing a DJ set. Entry, £4 or £3 with an SR card. I mean, for £4.
Yeah.
That's a lineup. Like.
Fucking right.
And you said your quote on the poster was, lube up your liver for St. Paddy's Day at the Three Sisters.
Never said it. Oh, fuck. What a disaster, though. We were definitely in the lift with Rubber Bandits.
Yeah.
That time.
Not wearing plastic bags in the face.
Yeah. And the biggest thing we take away from that was the lift said Schindler. And Mickey was like, you know, fucking eyebrows up here. Schindler's lift.
That was the time when Richard W. Carruthers, when we were driving to the airport the next morning, and there was this guy we drove past. Everybody was like pretty hungover. And the guy that we drove past just looked like a fat red squirrel with glasses. And Mickey went, Rick, look, he goes, look. Look at that there. That's you. That's you, Rick. Like, never seen a guy more offended in my life.
Yeah.
And I always in my head hear Mickey say, look at that there. That's you.
Yeah.
Always hear that in my head.
I know. The best type of joke ever.
Yeah.
You look at some other shit heap and go, here, that's what you are.
Yeah.
Will we hit some questions? We didn't do much da talk. Have we covered it all? How are you getting on? Is Stacey working?
No, maternity. So
maternity. So he's just at home.
Just at home. Which
just
is
chilling, man.
Just chilling, but like, you know, doing wee walks.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, I don't walk. Obviously, me and him could put on matching side by side.
The double buggy.
Yeah. The double buggy boys. But Rusk bottle. Obviously, mine's Alan. Heading down the road, but no, it's good. Like, it's really good. I like
it's,
it. I mean, I've nothing funny to say about it. I just genuinely love it, and it brings me so much joy.
I know it's wild. Like with Eddie, now I was just talking to you before, but like, fuck me, the guy is like hardwired to be as awkward and annoying as possible.
Yeah,
like I would love to. It's probably hack, but to do like a sketch where you're like how a toddler acts, or if an adult acted like a toddler,
everything
is like he'll walk like if you did anything. I walked into the room. What did I put up? It was like a bottle of water or something on the thing. And he hadn't been in the room.
Right.
So he hadn't checked it out, watched me do anything. Took him out of the chair, walked in, sat him down. He just... do. Like it was the first... He walked past loads of toys, everything. Just straight over. Brand new carpet too. Just got the carpet was down for about 2 days. All over the carpet. And I was like, for fuck's sake. I know it was like a... It was just a glass of like fucking blackcurrant juice or something. And he fucks it on the car. But it's just everywhere you go. Go to take a step. He'll grab your legs mid-step. So if you step one more time, you knock him over. You can't, if you put your feet down, you stand on his feet. So you're just kind of like... Toddlers need like a handle on their back.
Right, yeah.
Like a duffel bag. And you just grab them and just... set them somewhere else.
So I'm like, oh, it'll be class when he gets to walk, you know, trying to like support him to stand up for the early stages of this. But I know that it's going to be like a totally different ball game when that happens.
They just start to, you know, you just waddle over to the TV stand thing and just open the drawer and just start just like emptying things like everywhere and then just turn around and walk over, you know, gets the remote, takes the back straight off, getting the batteries out. We had to put that on and tape it, bought him fake, like a fake remote, and he look at it and be like, you fucking retarded, bro. That doesn't do anything. And the other day, so God puts the TV on, just hits everything, channels changing, and then like some sort of cartoon comes on, he's just like...
Babe Station, he's like, yeah.
Oh, he actually did that one day, like adult section. But he's insane. Like, you'll be like, you okay there? Like, say someone else is there, right? I'm just popping outside the door, and you'll turn, and you'll not hear him or see him move, and you walk towards the back door, open the door, turn around, go to shut it, and he gets like one finger.
Right.
Just one finger in the door, go ahead, bang,
Do you know what? Do you know what's funny? When you just have a moment,
crazy bastard,
a giddy moment out of nowhere, where you're like, as authoritative as you want to be, you're like, I can't keep this up. I couldn't get him down the other night, walking him around, singing, you know, like,
What's his name there?
Who?
Vin Diesel.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, Carter. Trying to get him down, trying everything. Looks like he's going to go down. Here we go. Yes, we're close to put down. All of a sudden, he bursts out laughing.
Yeah.
In the darkness. Then I'm like, fuck's sake, if he's laughing, he's not going to be in the mood to go down. So I'm like, no, no, no. And then we're walking about a bit more and he laughs again. And then I start to get the giggles. And then we're both just in a dark room, pissing ourselves, laughing. And I was like, he's not going down for a while. Disaster. Yeah. But like, this is funny.
It's
moments
brilliant.
Like that are class.
It's brilliant. Like, there's one night we're more in it and there's no more like watching TV in bed or any of that shit. It's like you gotta creep in like a burglar, lie down, not move, and be like, please don't fucking wake up, please don't wake up. And then, but there was like one night he kept getting up, and I jumped out of bed of the cot and like set him back down. He's like, with a dummy, and then he just, as soon as you turn around, he gets the fucking zombie hand over the top, like back up. And I put him down, and he was still, and we're like, oh, brilliant. We were just lying there, and literally all I heard was like, like four rapid fire farts, and we're laughing our heads off, like pissing ourselves laughing. And then he gets up, he's like, ha, ha, ha. Like, what a bit of crack happening, is there? Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, like, I'll never get not unsettled by sometimes you turn around, he's in the next to me thing, you're like, better check on him, he's sleeping here. And you turn around, like, sort of half asleep, just the face and heads there, he's half in the bed, and they're like, hello, like, that'll never not freak me out.
Yeah, well, they just get bigger and like more robust, and then half the time he's just in the bed with you. Yeah. That thing, nightmare.
Yeah,
he'll just get in and fucking like get right over and put his like elbow in your throat and just be like,
yeah.
But it's like it's frustrating, but then like you wake up and he's just like,
yeah,
just slapping you, and you roll over, and he's his dummy. He takes it, he goes, da-da. And you're like, thank God you said that. I was about to volley you out of the bed. Takes it out like a wee pipe. Da-da. Back in again. It is hilarious just how much like a wee man he is, you know? Yeah. Like, you know, you'd be like shouting or whatever, and you'd be like, oh, got all these wee fruit bars. It's like, don't want one of these? And he's like, oh. Puts the dummy down, and he literally goes like this, like, because we sanitizing water, which is like citrus based or something, and he'd be doing this because he's like, I know that you wash my hands before I eat this,
yeah,
and he'd just be like ready to eat,
napkin under his chin,
yeah, literally. Hilarious. We'll do some questions, will we?
All right, go for it.
Enough of that chat about fucking children. I put that photo up on the Patreon.
Oh, cool. That was my first pint.
Was it?
Yeah. Somewhere near Tech, it was like a day. It was like we went out one afternoon in Tech, because most people in the class were a bit older, and I'd never really had like a full pint before, and I had one pint of beer, and everyone's like just had a drink, and we're just sitting in the class getting on with it as usual. And I was like, no, I'm good. I was just trying to learn about things. Absolutely blitzed. That's gone. I was like I was in media studies, being like, everyone's had a pint, they're just slightly giddier than usual. That's just full gone. Like,
I can't do day pints at all, even at, when you're young and wild and free.
No interest.
Get me in the dark, bro. Loads of questions. Jesus Christ. We'll just rapid fire the stupid ones.
All right.
Not the stupid ones, but the quick ones. If you weren't a comedian, what would you be? What would you be working as?
Me?
Rent boy?
Don't know, jockey or something?
Jockey?
No. Deck jockey?
DJ now with your radio show?
Yeah. Bet you there's on the decks.
There's guys really into dance music fuming. They'd be like, what the fuck? You're all like, send us your rave stories. I felt like texting you the other day going, when were you ever at a fucking rave in your life?
Oh, never.
What, you think you're wearing white gloves for fucking hygiene?
Hey, it's a foam party. No, it's not.
Yeah, I'll get washed at home.
Me and just a bubble. Just walking around.
Look at Shane Todd, man. He's zorbing. And you're like, no. This is just... this is just...
Yeah, if I wasn't a comedian, I don't know.
I mean, I already do about 12 things, so if I just took comedian away, I could do something else, what I mean?
It's probably, I'd maybe be like, looking at me, maybe a Fabergé egg dealer. High end, like.
William Palmer.
Dick Palmer.
Oh, his profile photo is actually him and me and Aaron, so.
Yeah.
What'd you call him?
I said, oh.
Dick Palmer. Well, what'd you call him?
Willie Palmer.
What do you think is the cutest feature on each other's body?
Look at me straight on. Yeah.
Your dick. Look at me in the eyes. Your ass.
I think you have you have kind eyes.
Really?
Yep.
I think I just like have two fucking just out of broken tomatoes that I can't see out of.
Don't ever say that about yourself. I think you have a kind face. You're a nice man.
Which is what everyone says when they see like a fat jolly person.
You look happy.
He's got a kind face.
What's your favorite feature?
You're really hamming it up. Like,
I need this. Yeah, don't fuck about it.
I think it's just your beautiful olive complexion.
Okay,
all year round. Thanks. You know, that's
jaundice, but cheers. It's crumbs. It's the heavy medication.
Yeah, I've no liver, so yellow guy. I'm in The Simpsons. I'm Bart Simpson. And Bart Schmeichel.
Bart Schmeichel, definitely a DJ I play on the radio show.
Hey, you guys, Bart Schmeichel, all the hits. What's going on here, man? Stop. So here's a video. Guys, my phone.
Bart Schmeichel.
Quit it. Have you
can
seen.
You call this episode Bart Schmeichel?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Take a note of that now. Have you seen the Thai lady boy who's lost her boyfriend?
I mean, it's just any of our moms calling us for dinner.
Yeah.
There was always that ability to drop down a few octaves.
Yeah. My God, seriously? You joke on me? That's the joke there.
Oh my God. My God, that's what I say.
DMI!
See, with like Thai brides, you think that ever works the other way?
What?
Where's just women and young women in Thailand being like, fucking love to meet an older Ulster man. Get him over. Just your dad just gets sorted. Over to Thailand, all expenses paid.
Yeah, if you have any money at all. That was my experience of Thailand. Was like, I looked around and everybody looked like me with like two small Thai ladies. Mm-hmm. And they were always at cash machines.
Yeah.
You know, you buy me this. And he's like, oh, sweat, love. And that's why I was walking past places and people grabbed my arm. They were like, this is our clientele.
Right.
Big, bald guy. Mm-hmm. You come in here. Suck job, rim job, hand job, bro job. Like, just.
That's what you were offering.
Yeah. And the guy was like, I speak English. And then also, this is a McDonald's.
I think a rim job, fillet of fish, and an almond milk McFlurry.
Is that real?
No.
That's like Kiri. That'll never come across as funny as it was with Kiri asking for sparkling water and cold rain McDonald's. I've told it a million times on here. Not funny. I repeat it every week. It was the comic timing of the pause was like genius. Do you have any sparkling water? No.
That's like, I went to see Hearts play Partick Thistle one time. And hey. Of course, it was
Soul Flex.
Director's box.
What the fuck were all those words you just said there?
Hearts versus Partick Thistle.
Oh, I used to live in Partick in Glasgow.
SPL game. Go up to the like the wee tea van. Older Scottish woman working there.
Yeah.
I said, hi, do you do green tea? And she very nearly headbutted me.
Yeah. You're fucking funny.
Yeah. And it turns out they don't. Spoiler alert, they don't. So don't go there expecting artisanal teas.
Also, read the room, you know what I mean? Yeah, it was probably some old haggard thing with just chip fat pouring out the front of it. And you're like, do you have a Earl Grey? Just like, no.
Who's that?
By the way, the tea is a tea bag fucked into a thing of vegetable oil. So
yeah. Yeah.
Scotland. Yeah. Not healthy.
So I obviously just flew home.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
From the air ambulance. I was just on land.
Green tea vibes. If you had an opportunity to do, let's put all those words together. If you had an opportunity to do a parts unknown type documentary, where what would be the first city or country you'd visit? Now, that's what me and
Lauren.
That's what me and Al are doing.
Okay.
I've just decided I'm going to make like travel vlogs with podcasts in them.
Here?
Anywhere. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Like, I was like, we're just setting goals. I was like, we'll do a Vietnam trip, like fucking Top Gear.
Yeah. Before, and again, this is probably one of those ones that everyone's like, where, oh, before COVID, I was going to do this and that. And it's like going up to Donard, people going, oh, I'll do it sometime. And then when you can't, you're like, fuck, I really want to do that. Me and Butler were going to get a camera, book the cheapest flight on Skyscanner and just go and do like, just go for lunch. The idea was you'd go for lunch. So you could be in Berlin or Poland or whatever.
Yeah.
And you just, it was like, I think the thing was like €20.
Let's go to Amsterdam for fucking,
for a couple hours.
A croissant.
And yeah, that's one of those things where you're like, why didn't we do that when we could?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because it's like, it's really not that expensive.
You enjoy Asia, and I've always been like, yeah, I'd like to go, but I don't think it's one of the first places to go. Then I watched that The Serpent on BBC iPlayer, which is set in Bangkok and a couple of different places. And I was like, that's so well felt, like it's so stylish that it made me want to go there, but I want to go there in the 70s.
Okay.
So that can be arranged.
The thing is, like, you could, you know, if you weren't doing the traveller thing and turn it off, where do I fucking stay? No, if you weren't like traveling and staying in a hostel, you can do it nicely. You know what I mean? You could go to Thailand and really fucking be in some lavish spots, like,
yeah.
You know?
I don't see, here's the thing. When I go somewhere, I like to just be in that place. I don't like to, you know, oh, we're 2 days here and then we're traveling on. I don't like to travel on.
Yeah, it's a bit of a fucking nightmare. But
like, do you get on a wee scooter with a wee helmet now?
Oh, what? No, the time we were in Vietnam, Sean was there, so it was a bit of a guide. Like, we got so much done in like 10 days.
Yeah.
They would take you like 6 fucking months to do it.
Right, right.
So, now we sort of whipped round. But yeah, in hindsight now, getting on the scooter and getting Maureen on the back and doing these big long trips, it was like insane.
Yeah.
And run a fucking 5-lane motorway in Vietnam. All these like trucks coming out of a quarry and all, and you're like, that's all good, man.
Yeah.
You can't die over here.
Yeah.
Just fucking repping along.
Would love to do Asia. A couple of places in Europe I've never been that is like, let's see what they're doing.
I'm dying to do a lot of like, you know, like rurally fucking France or Italy or something. Just like some fucking farmhouse somewhere and eat a load of cheese.
One of the best places I've been to in France, near Nice, there's this place that's way uphill. It's a village on top of a hill, but like the drive up to it is like you're driving up a mountain. And it's almost like the altitude stops like your typical tourist from going.
Yeah.
Like your Brits abroad type thing. Like you don't see that. Yeah. None of the menus are in English. There's no like British bars or anything like that. It's authentically French. In the middle of...
I love the way that's a surprise, you know, like to anyone from here. Like, there's nothing in English.
Yeah.
In the middle of France.
But that makes it stand out where I'm like, fuck, this is actually a really authentic experience.
Yeah.
They treat you like shit, you know, like the waiters. And I'm like, this is lovely.
Yeah.
He just called me a cunt in French, you know?
I remember getting chased down in Paris and the guy's like, you didn't...
Hold on, are you Liam Neeson? Yeah, why were you getting pissed down?
Because the guy was like, you did not pay the bill. And I was like, I fucking did.
Right.
And I was like, I give it to the other fella. And he went, well, I don't speak English. So, and I was like, all right, well, you know how to say you didn't pay the bill. And I'm like, I give it to your friend. And he's like, well, whatever, I don't speak English. And I'm like, only came fucking in, like, blocked. I only came in here because I was supposed to go to a fucking catacombs and was shut. So I had fucking 9 pints in here. You cheeky bastard. All the food in France was trash too. I didn't find anywhere that was good.
Yeah.
I needed to...
There's a good place I'd recommend in France, the Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Always a hit with me. Always.
Filet-O-Fish?
Yeah.
It's like that room down. What's the first place I would go? I don't know. I don't know. Anyone?
There's loads of Ireland I've never seen. And it's on our doorstep.
Yeah. Yeah, you go to like Galway for the night.
Louth.
Just going there. Remember we went for a gay date there?
Awfully. Remember we went to that restaurant? That's very us to be late for a gig because we were eating like game. We were eating fine meats.
No, that's twice I've done that. That was the fucking Mayo gig.
Oh,
where we're like, well, the show starts in 3 minutes and you're eating a fucking duck.
Galway steak and lobster place?
Aye. Yeah, that was the shit. I know everyone else is like, I'm laying off the drink, Mum. We'll just,
Comedian's Day at a festival is wake up at 1 p.m., finish off the Coke from your pocket the night before, you know, walk down to a Burger King, sit there until the gig starts.
Yeah.
Do the gig on the pints, repeat every day. You and me, wake up for sunrise, you know, to go somewhere and meditate.
Go shopping for trainers briefly.
Yeah.
Be furious that there's nothing quite ticks the box. Went to cinema to see...
Talk about the nuances of the Joker. That's what we went to see.
Oh, we went to see Joker.
And I
then,
didn't like it.
Then we went away out on the coast for some big fucking long walk.
Really? We were just hoping to walk far enough where there'd be no one around so we could fuck.
But it was very busy.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'd made the trip. And then back, and then we did the gig, and we're like, what time's your gig? Mine's cool, we'll meet you here at quarter past. And then we went for like a fucking lavish steak dinner. There was a cup of prawns I got, the whole cup was butter, and I was just eating the prawns out of the fucking, you know, like clarified butter.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's like Romans. We were like Romans.
Yeah, and it was one of them ones where, am I remembering this wrong? It was like nearly shut, but they were like, come on in.
Yeah, yeah.
I know who you are. They didn't.
Yeah.
I know who you are.
Yeah.
The only time that happened to me in Galway was I was on the front of the Galway paper.
I know who you are, and I did not know that Claire Balding was going out with the guy from Storage Wars, but we would have loved to have you.
And I'm like, where'd you get this table? Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, we lived it up. That was just us trying to stay off the drinks.
Yeah.
I'll not go on the pints. I'll spend £700 on trainers and cinema.
You
and
were fun. Like, I might need to leave at some point if we have the baby. And I was like, well, at least you're in Galway. You know?
Close enough. Keep the car running. Unbelievable. Why don't the two of you do more sketches and stuff? P.S. I thought you were having a dig at Shane on last week's podcast.
Oh.
Probably was.
Yeah. Well, that's why.
That's why.
When we say that, we say it all the time.
But I don't think, like, I don't know what I said, but if it was really a dig, I probably would remember it and cut it out.
This, not last week, but a couple of months ago, I had a mate text me. He goes, mate, I think Geddes is at you here. I was like, I'm sure he wasn't. He goes, no, trust me. He goes, I'll send you the clip. And he recorded it off his laptop.
What a grass bastard.
You said, I think the question was about me or something. And you said, you're talking about Stephen Nolan in a taxi. Someone said they thought they saw me and Nolan in a taxi, and you fucking, it was such a low comment. You said, I don't think Shane Todd would get taxis. And my mate goes, just letting you know, mate. I was like, what do you think I'm going to do there? Colin, what do you mean? I don't get taxis.
I'm a man of the people.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like if someone's asking a question, they're like, oh, something about McCann, they're like a fucking big head of cotton.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
people think that we don't know each other.
Yeah, of course.
That's why you get all those things where like you come off and they're like, mate, your set was class tonight and all fucking, his was shite though. I wouldn't go back and see him. And you're like, don't act like we're not mate, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah.
Or even like tour shows and all. Maybe lose the opening act. He was fucking wanking. You're like, yeah, I invited him because I like
him. It's called Dave Elliott.
Yeah.
So have a bit more respect.
You'd love to be like, Dave, this guy'd like a word with you.
Well, we definitely should do, but it's like Sleep Donard. It's like Sleep Donard. I'll go up it someday, you know.
I just, I don't think I ever made sketches. You know, I made like little fake, like my thing is like fake mock docy things or like, you're pretending to be. I'm not good at sketches. I've never really written sketches.
Yeah.
I don't fucking do them.
But then the one, like, do you remember we took a couple of days? Well, I think when we were doing Hack Job.
I'd like to do that
like
again.
Like, they're better than, like, sketch shows.
Just clips piled on.
Yeah. No. I just mean, like, for us being like, here, I've got a couple of notes on this. And on the day you arrive with a note on a notebook and you're like, let's shoot this. Imagine if we were like, let's sit down, like, who has this sketch?
Yeah.
Is that ready to film? Like, does somebody want, you know, if I go, here, I have this one, do you think that could be better? Like, if we actually put work into it, it's already better than most sketch shows I've seen. Like,
totally.
Definitely, like, locally.
Totally.
So, I don't know.
I think we could work on a very high level of production now.
Do you remember the one where...
Now I just bought 19 cameras off some fella in Lisburn.
Do you remember the one where I was in the bushes and you walked in?
Yeah.
You were like, all right, man. I was like, do you want to try something? You were like, yeah, I'd love to. And then I turn around, sort of bend over, and you take your jeans off. And then I was bend over just to light a cigarette, and I turn around and go, do you want to smoke? And you said, I thought you were here for bombing or something like that. Like that was just a sort of spur of the moment kind of thing. Funny.
Yeah, sometimes if the sketch is, if you're just trying to be really stupid.
Yeah.
They're funny.
Yeah.
Have you seen this video of Ozzy? I can't click it. If you could host a nostalgic music slot on local radio, what would be your top three bangers?
Is that a question for me?
I don't know, but you obviously do that.
I do.
So,
I
you know,
literally do that.
My top three bangers would change every fucking 2 minutes. What's your favourite scene from Battle of the Bone? Obviously the famous blockbuster that you were involved in.
I would say the... What do you call it when... Is it not stop motion? What do you call it when you really take the... When you make the camera go slow, but it's not slow motion? So, like, say I'm shooting on you, and then I turn the camera around the Nile, and it's almost like stutters to get there. It's so hard to... I did media studies for 4 years, right? There is a thing where it's like, it looks all trippy. The last 20 minutes of the film is shot like that.
Like a time lapse?
I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. The film isn't good.
This is this one pint you had fucked up your whole media studies. You don't remember anything?
4 year hangover.
What do you call when it's like normal movement, but then slow?
One,
the motion in it is slow.
There's one thing I say in it where the line is like, by the way, everything was ADR'd in some guy's flat in Lisburn, and it didn't need to be. But no one, you weren't seeing back what you were doing at the time, so you were just reading from the script. And that added another layer of like, this is a cult classic film to it. Do you know what I mean? The sound wasn't bad before.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, my favourite scene is just all of it. Any of the fight scenes. Of the 400 fight scenes in the 60-minute film.
Yeah. I'd love to make a shitty film.
It's not a shitty film.
Okay.
It's a fucking
masterpiece. Let me see. Oh. If the opportunity was ever to present itself, would the two of you recreate Shane's pick with his arse out on top of the mourns? Looks very liberating. All right, Aaron, Jesus Christ, keep your fucking knickers on, you dirty fucker.
Do you know what, with hindsight, the only danger is if people had to come up the bloody bridgeway? You can come up from the other side of the mountain. I didn't know that. That's not a euphemism. Come up the bloody bridgeway.
Or the taint, as I call it.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, definitely we could. I would if you're...
I mean, she's so keen. She's like, is there any chance you'd recreate that? You know, in video, and maybe
we try and do like twerk. An interactive, like OnlyFans type thing where people pay
like,
us to
like
do
DJ
nudes.
Khaled and Fat Joe.
Yeah,
they have one, they have an OnlyFans, they set it up, and it's just them playing basketball,
right?
But we could do that, you know, we'd be like, that's just us playing five aside, and then the old times, so homoerotic.
Would you do, have you done Donnered before?
Have I done what?
Donnered before?
No, I'd love to, I haven't done any of that shit.
Yeah.
But I would need to go up with someone who's done it many times.
I'm a Sherpa. Also, you wouldn't. It's not as nowhere near as difficult as you.
Sherpa dad.
You getting out of the film?
Yeah, that you see, we've got these new vlogcasts, so me and you should go do that.
Let's do it.
We should do a podcast.
Do whatever you want.
And then we cut in the mountaineering.
Yeah.
How long does it take?
Honestly, you could do it at a brisk walk. Hour and 10, hour and a half, up.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You're...
You're actually, it actually takes something a wee bit longer to get down. Getting down sometimes the hardest part.
You see, this is like the time Aaron told me you could get up that Kulka thing. He's like, yeah, it's, you're up and down like 2.5 hours. And you're like, no, Aaron, you're up in about 3.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all.
And then it's long. It's long, and half of it's just the fucking path.
Exactly. That's why I don't like it.
Yeah.
With Donnered, it's like there's different stages. You're like, you're going through like a forest at the start, like quite a packed in forest. And then you've got like a long flat walk, and then you've got like steps up to the wall, and so it like changes like setting every time.
Yeah.
So there's like 4 or 5 different parts to it. I like it. I think everybody should do it, and it's way more accessible than you think.
Mm. Yeah, well, we'll do one of our vlogcasts. Do you ever see people up there with drones at all?
Or is it illegal? Haven't. I don't know. In fact, I've done a video up there for the IFA, and they brought a drone.
So it's all good.
Yeah.
Nice. We'll
but
do that.
I'm not the guy to give permission on that, you know.
Well, we do
check with somebody else. In my 4 year media studies, at the end of it, they're like, listen, drones haven't been invented yet, but you can give people the green light.
Let's spy it up and go up there.
Yeah.
Quick one, girls with tattoos, yeah or nay?
With anybody with tattoos, it's like, do you have like the confidence almost to pull it off? I don't know, it's like, some people suit tattoos, some people don't.
Do you think I suit having tattoos?
Yeah.
I think it just, you just get, like, I'm at the point now where, like, if someone came in here and was like, I'm doing tattoos, and I'd be like, I'll get one. Like, I don't give a fuck anymore. Like, I'll just be like, slap something on.
I probably don't suit tattoos. I have a novelty tattoo. Some people know this. On the back of my legs says a Todd father. And everybody thinks I regret that. And they're, most people think it's not. If anyone remembers me doing it, people go, is that like, was that a henna or was that
henna?
That's real. Like, that's real.
I haven't heard the word henna in like fucking years. It's like, I don't know why I just immediately thought of like people would be into like steps and braiding their hair and also henna.
Barbed wire across the bicep. But yeah, I enjoy having that because it reminds me of a stupid bet I made with my friend. So I'll never regret it.
You suit that more than like if you went in and you were like, oh, I've got a serious sleeve planned out. It's all fish.
A tribal, you know, thing, like a Maori thing across the chest.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I just think, I like a certain type of tattoos where like people just, I don't like the idea of going in and planning a whole thing. I like just people who have loads of different tattoos and it just builds up and builds up.
Like, exactly. The people who are like, just give me tattoos.
Yeah.
You know, or pick something out of like a I think if it means something to you or whatever, then you can tell and it looks better.
Like it bores me if someone goes in and they're like, man, I'm going to get one tattoo. I'm going to go big and I'm just going to get like this one thing and they just leave it at that.
Yeah.
But then they dress around it. They're like, hey, I'm wearing a fucking vest, you know, in the middle of winter. I like people, you know, like Matty Matheson or something, just, do you know who he is? The chef guy?
Yeah.
Like tons of tattoos. Yeah. Just 400 tattoos probably. Just all mad.
Even, I think Ed Sheeran and Harry Styles have like a weird collection of tattoos of just like, I was on tour so we did this one because this means this thing. And I like it. I think I think they're the ones you won't regret.
Yeah. Something with a bit of a story. But then also, I like when people are just like, I just thought it looked cool.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind that either. Any career regrets so far?
Yeah. Doing this for like 14, like stand up for like 14 years.
Yeah.
It'd be so weird if I was like, I regret nothing.
Yeah.
But
no.
But the times where
every
you
time.
Could be like, I regret doing this show or spending time trying to do this with stand up. But it's like, you can't without sounding like a dick. It's like, well, you need to do those things to then be like, okay, this is what I enjoy.
Yeah, totally. There's stuff that I thought I was all about at one point.
Yeah.
And now I wouldn't go near it.
Yeah.
At all. But yeah, it takes you.
Like, we're talking about Battle of the Bone. Which was terrible, but I can laugh about it and it gave me material.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad that I did it because when I did it, I was like, this is not the sort of thing I want to do. Yeah. I don't want to go down the local independent kung fu film route.
You don't?
I mean? No, I don't want to be known for that.
Breaking news. it's like, stand up isn't about like talking about your successes.
Yeah, no.
You know, it's like the funny shit is like all the fucking mistakes you made. But you do, there's loads of fucking regrets, like videos I've done for people or things I took on that I shouldn't have. Or
most gigs you regret something where you're like, oh, why?
Even just like chasing down BBC type things or thinking like someday someone's going to notice me and you're like, I should have just fucking plowed on earlier.
I spent so long doing, and that thing of like trying to improve, so I'm like working on a script at the minute that is the first time where like it's like going in the right direction for me with something I've written. Because before, I'd show it to one person from, say, BBC or whatever, and they go, not for us. And I go, well, if it's not for them, it's not going to be for anyone else. Let me write something else. But if I'd have stuck with the thing I was passionate about, I'd have done better with it. And there's so many more avenues now to go down, like, so.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's UTV.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I emailed UTV about a year ago, more, and was like, I've actually never met anybody really from the station. Would love to have a chat about, you know, doing some programs or whatever. Got an email back from the main guy going, I think we're all right. Basically,
really?
I swear it was a one sentence mail, completely roasted by Ulster Television. I don't know if that's what it stands for, but he was like, he basically
Ultimate
said,
TV!
He basically said, we've programmed everything in for the next decade. We're like,
seriously?
100%. I could have been doing Lesser Spot at Ulster.
They are fucking retarded, everybody. Like,
I could have been doing Lesser Spot at Ulster, getting rescued the first episode at the top of Coca.
I don't know why my brain just went full Partridge. You know, helicopters, snow, the Mourns. It's me, Shane Tuck. Big fucking drone shot. You just fucking with your arse out. Welcome back to Airlift Ireland. Fucking bare arse.
It's a time of year where everybody needs a lift. Maybe not in this way, though. Yeah. Rescue vibes. I've never been so cold. And that's me.
I can't feel anything.
That's me talking to myself in the dressing room before the show.
You just knocking on the door, that wee hut. Yeah. You know, like running up on people, like when Nolan ran up on people with no masks. Are you shaking in this fucking hut again?
Niall's in there like, no, just murdering someone.
Did Nolan not get rescued from thing one time?
I don't think he got rescued, but I think he had a full meltdown. And then he was like, he was live tweeting it. And then he's like, I've made it. And it's like, you went to the wall, which I got slagged for last time I went up Donard. Me and my mates were coming down. I passed someone I vaguely knew, and he went, did you just go to the top? And I was like, nah, we don't have the right shoes, so we just decided to go to the wall. And he goes, adult man goes, you scared? And we were like, yeah.
We don't know what lies beyond the wall.
We're scared. But I think Nolan was like, yeah, I did it. And I was like, Stevie, you didn't. If you get to the wall, go the full way. If you've never done it and the conditions are good. But I think he had a bit of a nightmare because, like we were talking about, went up with no knowledge of what to bring and all that kind of thing. And it's not taxing at all, but you need a few basic things like decent shoes and water.
Yeah, and some cardio.
I can't drink all these crisps. All I've got is crisp juice.
Just trying to ring out prawn cocktail. That's the name of the podcast, crisp juice. It's fucking freezing in here. Let me rattle through some of these. Are you going to have a warm-up at the SSE, or are you just going to go, like, what's it say, like I did?
I'll either do one or two people on, and then me, or I might. I'd never seen the sense in just doing it yourself, and then when you were telling me about yours and said about the two halves, I like that, but I don't know, sometimes I like to see somebody go on, and then I get to read the room a wee bit while they're on. So I don't know. I haven't made a call on it.
Yeah.
Don't know.
It's waiting around to see if it fucking goes ahead at this point.
Also, it's like, and I've never had anybody do a bad job for me, but it's like, at a big occasion like that, imagine you sent somebody out.
And it was a nightmare.
And it was a nightmare, but then that's the tone set.
Yeah.
But it can work the other way. Like every time I've done a tour show, whether it's Connor or William or whatever, they go out and do an amazing job. So I don't know. I honestly haven't even thought about it. It's the last thing you think. I think people think it's one of the first things you think about. Actually, it's one of the last things you probably think about.
Yeah, I just think they are they're there to see you. They've bought a ticket to see you. And I wouldn't want to send someone out that wasn't getting, like, the respect of the crowd, you know. You could send someone out and they would have a fucking nightmare. Or it'd be great, you know. Yeah. Especially if you put someone on, like, you know. You see, everyone's doing their own shit now, but like Aaron opened for me on tour. If you put Aaron, everyone knows who Aaron is.
Yeah,
they'd be like, "Fucking right, two for one here." But yeah, you're taking that risk of like no one really, you know what I mean? They're like, "Ah, sir, it's only the fucking support." You might as well just get stuck in.
Yeah,
with your own stuff, like.
But then, do you worry? I would probably worry as well then about the two halves, because what if you're? I've never done it just me, but like, what if you are doing brilliant in the first half and you're like, I'm cooking here. Do you not see the break coming and be like, oh fuck, now I've got to take a break? And then you go, and then you almost got to start again for the second half.
I don't know.
Or when it's going well, is it just there for the second half?
I don't know, because my stand-up is very one note and linear.
Right.
It's like, I just, you know what I mean? Like my set list for the SSE was just like about 40 points.
Right, get you.
You know, so like, it's just, it's like a switch that just goes on. There's no, oh, well, that's more of a story and that goes into that. Not, you know, I mean, it's exhausting, but just go like as fast and hard as I can for long as possible. It's, you know, so it was a bit of an obstruction to be like, bang, 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 bang. And then be like, okay, we got to take a break and then step back and then go back in.
The change that too. I think that is a change most people are going to have to make, of making the bit shorter. And it's because it likes the TikTok and all that kind of thing with anything. Like, I was finding myself in the middle of an 8-minute story.
Yeah.
That has worked in loads of places, but then the one time it doesn't work, you're 4 minutes into it, being like, there's no quick way to get out of this. There's 4 minutes left of it, though.
Well, that's, luckily, a lot of my bits are underdeveloped. I just say them, and if it's funny first time, I go, right, okay, keep it.
And then I
do that fucking 6 times and then grip them all together. That's the only way I've ever done it, really. So there are stories and stuff, but yeah, I mean, I have a terrible memory and then a style which requires me to, it's like a one-liner. They're like, I have fucking 200 jokes to remember here. Yeah, yeah. But it's just like this, which I don't mind. Like, maybe that's my style. Maybe I do just have fucking notes everywhere. Like,
yeah,
I update it enough that it could just be like, bang, I'm looking at this. You know, it's literally just like that set list thing.
I bring notes on every, like, there's probably a difference in what you're talking about. I think we all will need to do that. When stand-up comes back and you're trying material, I literally have it on a stool or whatever. Yeah. But I always have like a page at my feet, small scrap of paper, because you, like me, like trying out new stuff. And if you're trying out new stuff, you can't sit and write the new stuff, come up with the new stuff, write it, and then memorize it. You just couldn't turn it over quick enough. So I need to have, like you say, like 8 keywords or something for a 5-minute set and go, okay, that bit.
Yeah, no, I know. Like, people think it's sort of frowned upon, but I look at it more like I want to remember to say this instead of...
Yeah,
I'm nervous about, for, you know.
Yeah,
I'm not. You know, you're confident. If you forget it, you just fucking look at it. But it's kind of more like I want to make sure I say this.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of like, I don't know how to stand up. I forget. Let's see. Tell me about the last time you were chased by the Peelers. Oh my god.
You probably, for you, it was when you were in Paris. Everyone was chasing you down.
Huh?
For you, it was when you were in Paris and everyone was chasing you down.
I actually remember, you know, going around to someone's house when I was like in school. We were going around for drinks and we walked to the office and walked back, and this guy just kicked a stone, like not maliciously, just like kicked it, and it like bounced and hit a taxi, and the taxi fucking screeched in, and we all just like, ah!
Yeah.
Just fucking bolted, like jumping over fences and all.
How much can taxi drivers not wait to start talking about COVID conspiracies? Saturday night home from the town.
Where are you?
No doubt shite, wasn't it?
Good to be out in it after that whole lockdown anyway. Fuck's sake. Agenda 21, is it? Trying to reduce the global population? Probably thought so. Have you got your chip in your arm? Just left here, mate. It makes a change from blatant racism.
You've got a chip on your lap and you've won your arm too, for fuck's sake.
And I've won on my shoulder.
And it does.
I got in a taxi once and the guy clearly was just out of jail because I had chips and he was like, I can smell it. And he took his own plastic bags out, put them in the thing, tied it up, put it in another bag, put it in the boat. And he was like, I can still smell him at food and all. You know, car was all plastic and squeaky. And he's just like, I got to wash that. You know, just this way before COVID. I was like, all right, mate. It is a taxi. Don't work Saturday nights.
Never tell you about it. I overheard a conversation and I thought, there's two people in the world that will find this funny. I'm one and you're the other if you'd have been there.
Okay.
I was in a supplement shop, all right, getting some protein things ages ago.
Getting big.
There was a guy in front of me, and again, he had come out of jail because he told the guy serving him, who was a carbon copy of him, he goes, listen, mate, I'm just out. I don't know whether it's McGabry or whatever. He goes, I'm just out. He goes,
I'm just out.
I'm looking. He goes, I'm looking to find something that's going to strip the fat, but I want to keep eating. But I want to strip the fat. And he kept saying, strip the fat. And the guy serving him goes, so basically I'm looking to just eat a lot of shit. I'm doing a bit of training, but I just want to strip off the fat.
Yeah.
The guy serving him looks at me like, what a lunatic this guy is. And I'm like, he's going to tell him, like, I wouldn't have anything like that. And the guy goes, I've got you sorted, mate. Goes, brings out a tub, sets it down, and he goes, well, this strip of fat. And the guy serving him goes, it's going to fall off like fuck. And I was like, this is such a beautiful moment.
It's going to fall off like fuck.
It's going to fall off like fuck. And I was like, what is this product? Fair play, the guy just wanted to eat shit. He's out of jail and stay in shape. And whatever he was getting was going to sort him out.
Isn't it mad? Like, he could have reached down and put a banana on the thing and went, all you need to do is eat that and eat fucking less than about 2,000 calories a day and work out like a bastard.
Yeah.
Could have set anything on the fucking...
I mean, if you're not getting in shape in jail, you're not getting in shape out.
Yeah.
Because jail is
my
where
granny
you're
used to say
shape.
That all the time.
That's why she was ripped.
Yeah. We were actually at the scene of the crime of your favourite story of mine, where my granny bought me
football.
We were actually at that bit alone, and I was taken right back where she just bought me a football, and just I was dribbling along, and she just like fucking, you know, like when a NFL player kicks,
yeah,
you know, he there's no like finesse to it, like a footballer, he just is brilliant at swinging his leg right back and like thunk, and it goes completely straight. Yeah. That's the way she did it. No, like, there was no, she didn't like lean into it and ping it, like bend it like Beckham. She just like thunk, and it just disappeared like a golf ball into the sea. And it was red, so I could still see it.
And shouted,
Gaza! And then she walked off like this.
Yeah,
incredible. No, all those rest of them questions are retarded. We're just going to call it a day.
All right.
We've got one. Well, when's Shane making his step up to Irish League football? That's, we'll finish on that.
I mean, it's the dream, isn't it? Genuinely, when I played at that charity game at Seaview and scored that goal that I post three times a week, the video of, David Jeffrey was managing the other team, Ballymena yeah. manager, and there was part of me that hung about a wee bit too long at the end, thinking DJ was going to come over and go, listen, mate, training's Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know, but it's the dream. 32.
Did you run past him like that?
Yeah. I had a pen behind me here. Yeah, I'd love to. I'd sign for an Irish League club and I'd pay them to do it.
60 G's, baby!
You know, it's like that guy Mark Wright from The Only Way Is Essex. He signed for a League 2 club in England, and right. it was for a documentary. They're essentially signing him and giving him no money. It's like a publicity thing, but yeah. he actually used to play football. The local equivalent of that is me signing for Warren Point Down.
Who would be your preferred Irish League team?
It doesn't matter.
Anyone?
It doesn't matter, yeah. I probably wouldn't want to lose, you know.
Would you go to Ballymena two nights a week?
100%.
Yeah, there you go. You 100%. Heard it here first.
So DJ, if you, I know he probably listens to the podcast. DJ, send me up. I'd do a job. I'd score 4 goals a season in Irish League football, guaranteed. Yeah.
Don't be trying to fight me again like that last time after that party. Remember I told you that, sir?
One of those ones where I'm like, that's my kind of story.
Yeah. You're like, fuck this, yes. rubbing your hand. Yes.
It has all the elements. Scandal! I need. All the elements I need. House party, Irish League character.
Yeah.
Confrontation. Oh, give me it.
Yeah. Resolving the conversation. You know, it's, oh yeah. God bless, mate. Final word from Joe Wicks, and I'm right here. Great stuff. Cheers for joining me, Shane.
Appreciate it.
We'll make that happen. We'll go up Donard.
I thought you were to say, but I thought you were director of football at Ballymena United. You're like, listen, we'll make that happen.
I got the pen on this yeah. napkin too. Sign her, mate. Thank you. You're all good. £200 a week.
Yeah, we'll do Donner. Love it. I love it.
Let's do it. Cheers. See you next time.
Up the peelers.
Yeah.